God is the great deliverer. In Him alone, we have hope. When God delivered His people from slavery in Egypt, He established a covenant with them, the Mosaic Covenant, and it's contained in Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And it put forth the blessings of obedience and then punishment for disobedience. Unfortunately, Israel broke the covenant and they experienced the punishment. Here's how the prophet Jeremiah tells the story. Thanks for joining us as we begin a new series about Christmas. And this week we're going to talk about hope as we enter the Advent season. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 33. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. God established a holy standard, but because of sinful hearts, the people could not respond in obedience. So God initiated a change. With the new covenant, God removed from writing His law on stone tablets to putting His law in the minds of His people and writing it on their hearts. Think about that. He wrote His law on their hearts. Amazing, isn't it? Even after the people disobeyed the holy God, He still pursued them, and He let it be known that He was still their God, and they were still His people. The new covenant came at a great price. He didn't ignore sin or sweep it under the rug. He didn't turn a blind eye to disobedience. Rather, He met sin head on by sending His Son as our substitute to pay sin's penalty. Jesus said the new covenant was to be initiated through the shedding of His blood on the cross. In Jesus, there is always forgiveness. He is our great hope. Well, what a truth as we start this Advent season. Father, thank You for putting Your word in our minds, in our hearts. Thank You for the work of Your Holy Spirit that brings not only comfort and confidence, but challenge and conviction as well. Bring that person home today who is living far from You. Thank You, Father, for this Advent season. Help us to focus on Jesus. We pray in His name. Amen.